You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, everyone in the fiduciary industry is talking about a recent High Court judgment which deemed certain sections of the Intestate Succession Act to be unconstitutional. The ruling is now subject to Constitutional Court confirmation, and the High Court judgment ruled that a woman whose male life partner died without a will should inherit his estate. I'm joined now by Louis van Vieren, CEO of the Fiduciary Institute of South Africa. Louis, we're always taught that you've got to have a will. This seems to turn that thought on its head. Let's start at the beginning. What does the Intestate Act regulate?
Good afternoon, Michael, and good afternoon to your listeners. The Intestate Succession Act is a piece of legislation going back to 1987, and it basically determines what will happen to your estate if you die without a will. Now, the rules of the Intestate Succession Act are actually very fair because it looks after the spouse first, thereafter the children, if any, and if there's no spouse and children, then the assets will move up in the family tree to the parents and from there sideways to the siblings if the parents are already deceased. But it's not a good idea to die without a will. Because there are several practical issues and the estate will also take much longer to wind up if there is no will and no nominated executor.
Having been through this process recently with my father, even when you've got a will, it can be a very convoluted and trying process, going to the master and to that office and dealing with things after the fact, changing shares over from a deceased spouse's name into your mother's name, and how to deal with that. So there's a lot of admin to do. The last thing you want is to just add to that that pile already. Why has the judge described the act now as unconstitutional?
Well, the Act, as I said, dates back to 1987, and it refers to a spouse, and a spouse was always taken to mean a spouse in a legally solemnized marriage. Since 2006, there was an anomaly in our law. The 2006 judgment in the case Gorrie versus Culver ruled that the Intestate Succession Act was unconstitutional in the sense that it excluded same-sex partners in a long-term relationship because same-sex partners at that time could not in any way legally solemnize their relationship into a marriage or something similar. Now, that has changed only a week after that judgment with the promulgation of the Civil Union Act of 2006. But the Constitutional Court judgment of Gorrie versus Culver remained in force and created the anomaly that same-sex partners could qualify as a spouse under the Intestate Succession Act, but heterosexual partners in a long-term life relationship could not qualify as a spouse in terms of the Intestate Succession Act if the other partner died.
I mean, that sounds absolutely convoluted, but a complete nonsense at the end of the day, because we live in a constitutional democracy where equality before the law is certainly enshrined in the Constitution. Now, if the Constitutional Court approves the ruling, does that mean heterosexual couples will live together and still require a will? Or does that mean now that you don't necessarily need a will, that automatically, if you don't have one, your estate will pass down to your spouse?
Yes. What the judgment in the Cape High Court in a case called Bwanya versus the Master of the High Court and others, what that judgment means is that a life partner in a heterosexual life partnership that was not legally solemnized as a marriage or a civil union will in future be entitled to to qualify as a spouse and be entitled to inherit in the event that the other partner dies without the will. As I said right at the beginning, it still remains absolutely important to make sure that you do have a will, because it just makes everything so much easier.
So your advice would then be to ensure that you've still got a will in place. It's National Wills Week, I think, coming up. What are the basics? If you've had a will and you haven't updated it in a while, or you recently married and now you've got assets and you've got children as well, and you haven't yet drafted your will, what's some good advice for drafting a will?
Well, firstly, talk to a professional. In a 2012 case in the Supreme Court of Appeals, Judge Leach said that it is a never-ending source of amazement that so many people rely on untrained advisors when it comes to drafting and signing one of the most important documents that you will sign in your life, i.e. your will. So, firstly, get good professional advice, and don't just look at price. Don't go for the free option just because it's free. Make sure that whoever advises you and helps you with the drafting of a will knows what the law says. Incidentally, if you do estate planning and if you go into drafting a will, there's anything up to 40 different pieces of legislation that could have an impact on your estate planning and your will and what will happen to your assets after your death.
So that's exactly why you need to not just get the template off Google and say, well, that's pretty much got that sorted, unless you don't really have anything whatsoever. But you don't want to be bequeathing headaches to your surviving spouse or partner. There are things like setting up testamentary trusts for minor children. You ought to think about who you nominate as the trustees, who's going to be the executor. Very often that can become quite a heated issue. What's the bottom line, though? Are we now awaiting the Constitutional Court to really put the rubber stamp on this High Court ruling? Which way do you see it going?
Yes, Michael, under Section 172 of the Constitution, a judgment like this delivered by a provincial division of the High Court has to be confirmed by the Constitutional Court, because it involves a piece of legislation that was ruled as unconstitutional. Personally, I would be very surprised if the Constitutional Court does not confirm this judgment. I think it's a 99% certainty that it will be confirmed.
There you go. Louis van Vieren, CEO of the Fiduciary Institute of Southern Africa. Just because the courts now have found that parts of the Intestate Succession Act discriminate against unmarried life partners, doesn't mean you don't need a will. You still need to go and ensure that you've got a well-drafted, carefully considered last will and testament. And especially, I hate to say at times like this, when a pandemic is stalking all of us.